Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
What was that?
My voice ain't back yet, sir.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he makes excuses for her body count. Dear Stephen Shirley, one of my oldest friends got reacquainted with a girl we went to high school with, and he was so excited that she wants him, he is trying to marry her. My husband and I invited them to dinner, and I purposely did not tell my husband anything about the lady's past. I let him meet her and form his own opinion. Just from sitting and talking to them for 2 hours, my husband said that my friend is so caught up by her beauty, there's nothing I can do or say about this girl to make him leave her. This woman is 33 years old now, and she slowed down a lot and said she's in love with my friend and ready to be a wife. She left high school early to go to Arizona to live with a pro basketball player. I heard she later got a GED, but there's no proof of it. After he dumped her, she got with the Chicago Bulls player and moved to Chicago to be with him. That didn't last because his wife found out about the affair and ran her out of town. There have been so many rumors circling that she has been having sex for money to keep up the lifestyle. Then she started selling the expensive gifts that she got from her man, from her men. She has been called a professional side chick for years. Her only saving grace is that she's beautiful and that her body's still tight. But now that she's got lots of mileage on that perfect body, she wants to settle down with my nerdy friend because he's wealthy. I asked my friend how he could overlook her body count, and he said that she never had any children with these men, so he's allowing her to wipe her slate clean and start over. My husband said it's too late. My friend is sprung, but how can he overlook her body count? Mind your business. I mean, you're judging this woman who could very well be more mature now, change for the better, and ready to settle down. I mean, these are rumors. You said it in the letter. These are things you've heard about this woman. How do you know if a word of it is true? Is she selling her body now? Is she a gold digger now? For her to have done all the things you claim and her looks and body are still intact, I'll just say this. She doesn't look like what she's been through, like many of us. And so what? If your friend is mesmerized by her beauty, men are visual. Don't you know that?
Just
and
like
they love beautiful
us.
Women. Your friend is wealthy, you say? Well, that's what many wealthy men do. They go after, they marry, they date beautiful women. Look around. Look around. Businessmen do it. Athletes do it. Entertainers do it. And on and on. This is life and how the world works. I mean, I would be way more concerned if she was a horrible person and you said she was ugly on the inside. But you didn't say that. So I don't get what your problem with any of this is. Your friend is a grown man. Your husband is right. It is too late. Your friend is sprung and they're in love. I think you need to worry about your own marriage and let them be happy. Steve?
You know what? I see a letter full of redemption and then I see this hater.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm going to read the letter line by line and I'm going to point out the redemption and then I'm going to show you the hate. Because that's all it is. And then maybe I had time to do all this, and then y'all can ask me questions on the second half. How can a man do this? Okay, let's go. Dear Shirley, one of my old friends got reacquainted with a girl we went to high school with, and he's so excited that she wants him, he's trying to marry her. Now, my husband and I, now, so this is a woman writing this letter now. Mm-hmm. So my husband and I invited them to dinner, and I purposely didn't tell my husband anything about the lady's past. Obviously, the lady, your husband don't know the lady, right? I let him meet her and form his own opinion. And for sitting and talking to him for 2 hours, my husband said that my friend is so caught up by her beauty that there's nothing I can do or say about this girl to make him leave her. Okay, now we've got that out the way. Now let's start going. This woman is 33 years old and now she's This woman is 33 years old, and now she has slowed down a lot. That's called redemption. That's called learning from your mistakes. Slowed down a lot. But then, you know, what are we really talking about, though? She says she's in love with my friend and wanted to be a wife. Okay. That's redemption. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. She left high school early to go to Arizona to live with a pro basketball player. Okay. Young people make mistakes. You can make a mistake. Left high school early to go to Arizona to live with a basketball player. That's a youthful decision. Man, do you know how many decisions I made as a young person? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I heard, hearsay, rumor. I heard she later got a GED, but there's no proof of it. Okay, so what?
Wow.
She 33. After he dumped her, she got with a Chicago Bull player and moved to Chicago to be with him. Man, y'all look at, I ain't no fine.
I thought this was her friend. Right now.
No. The man is her friend.
Her friend.
Oh.
That's why she being so doggish towards this woman. That didn't last because his wife found out about the affair and ran her out of town. So maybe she didn't know the dude was married. Maybe he just moved her up there. You don't know. But you don't know none of this. There have been so many rumors circling, rumors, that she's been having sex for money to keep up the lifestyle.
Hang on, Steve.
All right.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he makes excuses for her body count. We'll get back into this letter right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's letter. The subject is, he makes excuses for her body count.
Here's this woman who's got this male friend, went to high school with him, and he done met this new girl. Obviously, she didn't care for the girl back in high school, so she invited them out to dinner with her and her husband so he could pass judgment for himself. After 2 hours of conversation, he decided this man ain't going nowhere because she sprung on her looks. Let's get this out the way. Damn, she fine.
She's beautiful.
Listen to me. I'm talking about put together. All right. Now, you say the woman is 33 and she done slowed down a lot. Okay, redemption. People change. Yeah. She's in love with my friend and ready to be a wife. Okay, that's good. She left high school early to go to Arizona to live with a pro basketball player. Okay, you make mistakes when you're young. I heard she later got a GED, but there's no proof of it. You know, GEDs don't really up your life that much. I'm just going to go and tell you that right there. High school diplomas ain't done all that much for me either, so I got a high school diploma. I ain't never been able to flash that in nobody's face.
Can't find it.
Got a high school diploma. I ain't ever been able to flex with that one. Not now, damn time. After he dumped her, she got with a Chicago Bull player and moved to Chicago. That didn't last because his wife found out about the affair and she ran her out of town. Okay, another mistake. There have been so many rumors, ladies, circling that she's been having sex for money to keep up the lifestyle. Let's stop right here. She's been having sex for money. Men use money for sex. It's been the exchange since the beginning of time. Women have give sex for money. Men give money for sex. Now, if it's a direct transaction, that's prostitution.
Yep.
But okay. The other transaction is called dating.
Yep.
It's called dating.
And it's more expensive.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Whining and dining. Ding, 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 ding.
Facts, facts, facts.
All right. Then she started selling the expensive gifts she got from her men. That's because, you know, she decided to change her life. Let me sell some of this stuff. It don't mean nothing to me no more. She has been called a professional side chick for years. Okay, so. Her only saving grace is that she's beautiful and her body's still tight. Let me tell you something about that saving grace. That's hella. Amen. That is hella. Hella. Don't you underplay this girl. Don't you not give her her full credit now. Yeah. Her only saving grace is that she's beautiful and her body is still tight. But now that she got lots of mileage on that perfect body, you don't know that.
Right. She has no clue.
And Shirley said something that stunned me in her idea. Shirley said something to the effect, a lot of us do this.
Mm-hmm. What?
Shirley, do you remember that remark you said?
Oh, yeah, wealthy men and men with money and all that. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, you? I thought you meant
men are visual.
No, you said something about a lot of women do this. I didn't know what you were referring to.
A lot of women do this?
You said it was on your response.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, you said we've all done this.
Something like that, you said.
I said she doesn't look like what she's been through.
And we've all
supposedly
done
something. She's been through anything.
I was just trying to figure out what you said. Anyway, it don't matter.
I don't remember.
She wants to settle down with my nerdy friend because he's wealthy. Hello?
Yeah, what?
What? She wants to settle down with my nerdy friend because he's wealthy.
Well, don't nobody want.
Ooh, Miss Judge and Jury over there.
Okay. I asked my friend, how could he overlook her body count? He said, she ain't never had no kid with these men.
Yeah, and she's still beautiful.
Damn right, dog. Yeah. Damn right. And so now he's allowing her to wipe her slate clean and start over. Mm-hmm. God did.
Mm-hmm.
My husband says it's too late. My friend is sprung. Your husband right.
Mm-hmm.
But how can he overlook her body count? Let me tell you how we can overlook the body count. You can't count what you can't see. You can't count what you don't see. Mm-hmm. You can't count what you ain't looking at.
Mm.
And you got more rumors in this letter than you got facts.
Yeah.
You got more hearsay in this letter than you got facts. Because right now, all I saw in this letter for this 33-year-old woman, all I saw was two men. An Arizona ball player and a Chicago ball player. Mm-hmm. That's all I saw in this letter. And now your friend, which holds on to the fact of what I tell women all the time. When a man asks you your body count, your maximum number is three. Arizona, Chicago, and now the nerd. Hello. She's standing strong to me.
Yeah.
But how can he overlook her body count? What body count?
Yeah. Crazy. She's a hater.
Yeah, she is.
Full-blown hater.
Yeah, I mean, why can't she just let them be happy if they're happy? Why
let them be great. The...
Hey, let me tell you something.
Does she like the guy?
Fine. She fine.
This girl is fine.
She's gorgeous.
Hey, I'm telling you right ass.
She absolutely is.
It's all that's what's really wrong with this. Mm-hmm. That's what she bad.
Yeah.
How he gonna overlook the body count? Because he can't overlook her body in her face.
You just kept it 100.
That's why. Don't ask me nothing else.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, you know what time it is. Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.